When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm well aware that I'm not in great touch at the moment, but feel like I'm still playing quite a significant role within the team. We've got so many avenues towards goal, which hasn't probably always been the case for me in my time in Geelong. So each week's going to look slightly different in terms of pure goal scoring. Yes, I'd like to be a bit more influential in the games, but you know, I've touched on some periods in my career that you work through, and this is just one that's you know, a small speed hump, but I'll manage my way through it and no doubt be fine.
Tom Hawkins obviously equaling Joel Selwood's club record of 355 games against Port on Friday night, and it's clearly his form and his lack of goals in recent times have become, you know, a bit of a focus point for him.
Mm-hmm.
Those closer to Geelong than me will tell you that there's been some extenuating circumstances in his last three games in particular. Brisbane was hosing down,
mm-hmm.
So a terrible night for key forwards up there. The Carlton game, apparently he played a specific role on Jacob Wiedering that was
right.
Appointed by the club.
Bit of a decoy.
Well, yeah.
Describe it?
Yeah, you could describe it that way. Mm-hmm. So he had a role to play on Wiedering, and they think that he did the role pretty well. Right. And then last week, like a lot of key forwards do, he routinely struggles against Stephen May. So he's not alone in that regard.
No.
May has had his way with some key forwards, you know, consistently in recent times. So while the lack of goals is clearly stark, he hasn't been through a run like this for a long, long, long time. It's not as bad necessarily as it might seem.
Right. Yeah. And you have those moments. And Chris Scott was talking about his form at the post-game, and he wasn't concerned at all.
Mm.
He said he's still contributing in other ways. They're not marking him just purely on how many goals he kicked. So if it's in the context of the team concepts and he's playing his role, well, then he's fulfilling it.
So Chris in WA called before the 4 o'clock news and painted the picture of clearly an advocate for the red card, painted the picture of grand final day, bloke goes whack, takes our key player from opposition with a, you know, behind the play incident that is grotesque, and we all know the type we're talking about, and that leads to, you know, play a significant role in the outcome of the game. It's all the hypotheticals.
Yes.
Why shouldn't there be a red card in play and available to those controlling the game in a situation like that? Excuse me. Now, you're not against the red card. In fact, you're quite for the red card, right?
Oh, I'm for the red card, yes.
So give me and 1-300-736-736. You can do one of two things here. You can either agree with the incidents that Gazy's suggesting would qualify in his thinking for the red card.
Mm.
Or if there are others that you've seen this year, if you are a proponent for the red card, what are the incidents that you've seen this year? So give us real incidents that have taken place that you would be quite comfortable to see a player sent off for the rest of the game because of that incident.
And I think you've got to put it in the context as well, is that it's a genuine penalty for the act, which I think if it goes on to a judiciary, then that penalty that's already been imposed comes into any further sanctions that you're going to put upon the player.
So if it's a four-game penalty, served.
You've missed,
Sure.
Well, it may not be as clear-cut as that, as a pure game served, but that it can be seen as a penalty where, to a point where, with some of the incidents that we've seen, that maybe that being tossed out of that game at that particular time didn't warrant the extra 1 week.
So would it depend on when the incident occurred? Okay, right. We'll allow that to be taken into account.
Variables that come into it. But the clear-cut ones that we've seen,
that
Gaff on Brayshaw.
Yeah, but no, we're talking about this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah, this year.
Well, the one that the Jimmy Webster on Joy. Now, I know it was in the
pre. No,
but
imagine,
if that was
an
example of one that we've seen, I think that the one that we saw that you threw up, that was an interesting one, but
which one?
The Brown on McCartan.
So you'd be quite happy for Cal Brand to get a red card for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the impact that that has on, he got 3 weeks.
Yep.
Now, that might come into the conversation on what happens post the game.
Yep.
But when a player's been knocked out and an infraction that is deemed to be illegal and he subsequently got 3 weeks for, then I think that that falls into the category.
So you had a really interesting conversation yesterday with Craig McRae about Lachie Schultz. You think that the Schultz incident deserved more than the 1 week it got? Now, clearly under the MRO table of the guidelines, it fits into the 1 week perfectly.
Yes.
You think it deserved 2, maybe even 3. Should that be a red card?
Yes, but that, as I said...
Even though it had no impact on Blake Akers whatsoever.
Yes, because I think if there's a red card, he doesn't do that. It is a deterrent that you've got to factor into your decision-making as well.
You don't have to be knocked... The player on the receiving end doesn't need to be knocked out or take no further part in the game?
No, but it's the act that you're looking at that could cause that harm. It clearly was enough to give them a week.
Yep.
And as I said, if that is taken into consideration as part of the penalty that is going moving forward as well. So maybe, like I said, it was a 3-weeker. So maybe if he got tossed out of that game and he gets 2, or if it's a 2-weeker, he gets tossed out of that game and it's a 1, that's all part of
the equation. I'm talking about the red card for the incident.
Yes.
And then all the rest of the stuff can work itself out. That can be in the rules. But
correct.
So you'd be quite comfortable for Lachie Schultz to be shown the red card for the incident Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that something like that would have a profound impact on the behaviour of the players, because right now, well, we'll play at the game, we could get off on a good character, there's other things that can go my way, the emotion of the situations. I think the emotions would be a little sharper if there was a direct accountability for an act that we've come to a conclusion we all deem is inappropriate and we don't want in the game.
So I don't think you'll get any argument from people about Webster. I suspect most people will be on board with you about Brown. I'm really fascinated to see what people think about the Lachie Schultz one. Do you agree that should be, if you were Laura Kane, if you're a head of footy ops and you wanted to take something to the commission and you were a pro red carder and they were wanting incidents that would qualify for the red card, would that be something that you'd take in your portfolio to the commission and say, these are the incidents that we're talking about? 1-300-736-736.
I think that falls in line with where the league is going and what they're trying to do to protect the players.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. So, I mean, we're seeing tackles that, we might otherwise, but we understand what the big picture is and we're learning to live with an acceptance of those leading
to
time off.
I think the tackling one is a tough one to call at them immediately. I think that's one where it might require, well, we're going to play on here, but we've got, hopefully it can be done in a way that you need further evidence. Because the tackling one is a tough one, because it can be tough to assess, for an umpire to assess right on the spot.
So the Jack Higgins, Aaliyah.
Tough.
So Aaliyah goes off.
Yeah.
Doesn't come back on. Higgins eventually gets 3. If you were charged with the responsibility to make that call on the fly, would you be comfortable sending Jack Higgins off
with
a red card right then and there?
This is where, and with all these decisions, you're going to come to an area. Is it in this category? It's right on the line. Now, when I first saw the incident, I thought he was stiff.
Yeah.
I didn't think he did a whole lot wrong. And maybe if you're refining the criteria for that could be taken into account. But there's always, no matter what rule you have in place, Andy, you're always going to have an incident that falls right on the margins. And that's where you've got to live with, where we're dealing with it subsequently. We didn't rub him out at the time, but now that we've looked at it, it's a 3-weeker. Maybe if we had made that decision at the time that was on the margins, well, he's had half these 3/4 of the game, half the game, whatever it might be. Maybe it's only the 2.
Yeah, it's more the impact that it has on the game.
Correct.
That you're playing in at that time. That's the one that I'm more interested in. But okay, it's 4:30. Let's get to the news headlines. There's a full board of calls. You've started something
Have
here.
I?
We'll get to all your calls.
Well, I haven't.
So do you agree with Keefe on the incidents that he's outlined? And have you got others? If you are yes, you're a tick to the red card. Have you got some other incidents that you've seen this year that will qualify in your mind to be automatically sent off? Right, let's get back to your calls. Thanks, Nance. Terry's in.
Hey, can I just clarify something as well? Because it was a question off the temper text machine, and boy, has this lit up the temper text machine. But if you get a red card, you don't play with 17 men. I'm not saying.
Oh, no. You're allowed to be replaced. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, there was just a question being asked. If you get a red card, do you have to play with the 17?
No,
like they do in. In soccer.
Yeah, it's worth clearing that up. Mm. Terry's in Janjuk. What do you think, Terry?
Good day, Andy. I think if it's a football act, it's going to be really difficult to adjudicate during a game. If it's a non-football act, a bit of a left field idea here, mate. I've always thought the league left it a bit open regarding red cards or violence in a grand final. Why can't the local constabulary turn up and charge the person with assault? If you're in your workplace, you don't get hit behind play, and that's not going to happen. So why can't that happen?
That is left field. You just put in some handcuffs and ushered off the ground halfway through the second quarter. No, I think my gut feel, Terry, would be this is you can talk about it as a workplace, but it's a very unique workplace, and it has its own legal system, if you like, that looks after incidents that take place within the confines of the game. Clearly, that is open to players. If they feel like they have been so badly damaged by an act on the football field, they do have the right to seek further legal...
which they are.
Which has happened.
Players are doing.
Well, that's right. So, no, I wouldn't be advocating for that, Terry. Keefe, you're not...
No.
Greg's in Epping. Good afternoon, mate.
Yeah, can I just give you two live examples in one game with red cards that happened about 10 or 12 years ago in the Northern Footy League?
Yep.
So it worked well when in the first 2 minutes of the game, one of the opposition players cleaned up one of our players with a shoulder and in the head, and our captain was knocked out the rest of the game, knocked out after the first minute. So the opposition player got a red card and he was off for the day, which was fine. Later in the second quarter, or early in the third quarter, one of our players shirt-fronted another player who didn't get injured, who jumped straight back up again. It was a fair hit. In fact, the umpire screamed out, fair hit, but then blew the whistle in panic and then pulled a red card out of his sock and sent our player off for the rest of the game, and we were then down to one fit man on the bench, and that helped to decide that game. And when we went to the tribunal that week, our player got off at the tribunal.
So red cards still exist in the Northern Footy League?
They did back then. I'm not too sure now. They did back then about 10 or 12 years ago.
All right.
I'm pretty sure most leagues, leagues, have a red card.
I think they do. Yeah, Ben's in Bentley. Good afternoon, mate. Give us your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I'm all for the red card for a non-football act, but I think the tribunal's got to be on the same page as the umpire. So you can't have someone like Jesse Hogan, who would strike someone, for instance, get a red card and then the tribunal lets him off. I think that's a massive grey area there where they both need to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Did they let him off or just not get a week?
Well, it was insufficient force is what...
there a fine or anything, or was it just completely let off? Do we know?
I don't think he got fined.
Can't remember.
Ben, I don't know if you're still there. The Cal Brown one that Gazy said would be a red card, the high bump on Tom McCartan, I imagine that's still considered a football act. Would you be red carding him for that?
I can't really comment on that one, but if it's because I didn't see it.
Oh, okay, no worries. Yep.
If it's an action after something like a Braden Maynard, for example, if it's a separate motion that the player is doing, I don't think that's a football act per se.
Okay, no worries. Josh is in Mill Park. Good afternoon to you, Josh.
Hi, how are you, Andy?
Good, mate.
Good, Josh.
That's good. I just wanted to talk about specifically more the Lachie Schultz issue more than anything, because I've heard a couple of things go around, like he deserves 3 weeks, he deserves 5 weeks. Mate, I just think that they've taken too many things out of the game where it's kind of making it more and more soft. I understand that you've got to protect the players and you want to protect their longevity. But I know uncles and aunties that they just stop watching the game because they're just making it too soft
Yeah, you don't want blokes. You don't want
you
blokes.
Can't, when someone's running away and then someone comes and hits you in the back of the head when you're running away, if that's something that's going to detract a supporter from watching the game, then they're watching the wrong sport.
Do you agree with that or not?
No, it's not that specifically. Obviously, nobody wants to see punch-ons on the field. Nobody wants to see that because that's just not what people want to go and watch and see. But in terms of having a place in the game where you've got tension and, look, I don't know whether it was a closed fist or an open hand when he shoved him forward, Blake Akers, but I saw it when I was watching at the game. I saw it as just a shove forward than a normal player would do.
Right. Well, he's got,
would do it on a football field.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm sure your uncles and aunties don't want to see blokes doing that routinely. But and he did get the week, so and the club's not contesting it. So I think they think it's worthy of sitting out for a week. Sam's in Warrandyte. Good afternoon, mate.
How are we, boys?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks, Sam.
God, can you imagine the cops coming out halfway through the game and taking someone off in handcuffs? You think you're at the bloody WWE. My God. the Schultz one, if he collects him, that's a red card because it's not a footy act. But you've got to give only the suspension for a football act that doesn't have force. That's why I thought Jesse Hogan should have got one as well. Because, you know, Carlton don't lose a player. So you can't red card Schultz for that when he's like sort of swung and missed, if that makes sense. Like you still deserve the suspension, but the red card's a bit too far. Whereas if he collects him, you go strongest suspension and you miss that game. But another thing with this that worries
me,
though,
Sam, on that point though, and you may not have heard the conversation, what we were saying though is that if you do get thrown out, that'll come into the equation when you go to the tribunal, that they might say, well, you've been suspended already, partially.
Yep.
So that's part of the penalty.
Thanks for your call, Sam. Jared's in Melton. Good afternoon. In fact, Jared's gone. Jacob's in East Melbourne. Oh, no, Jacob's gone as well. We're going to get to a break. It's 20 minutes to 5. Ryan Inchcliffe going to join us next.